Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. So, what's in my lucky dip pot today? Let's have a look. First question comes from Angela, who says, I had an accident 4 years ago and loved high heels, as I'm 5 feet tall, so quite petite. Everything changed. I also have an autoimmune condition which affects both my knees, so basically I can't wear heels. My big challenge is I don't know my style anymore. I feel I am totally stuck wearing things I really don't like, which makes me so sad. So I know it's really common. There are many, many, many women who just can't wear heels or just never want to. But there are plenty of people. I have certainly found that with my arthritis in my toe and stuff, that heels are just something that's really uncomfortable all the time. I might wear them for very short periods of time when I'm going to be sitting down, but I really don't wear heels in the way I used to wear them. And I know many outfits, you can go, everything looks better with a heel. And particularly when you're petite, you can feel that, you know, the lack of the heel is also giving you that bit of height and stuff. So one of the things I have been doing over the last few years is actually kind of collecting flat shoes that make me feel a little bit more stylish. So whether it's things like, you know, a flat boot like this, a little ankle boot, and it's got a bit of detail. So I always think when you're going for something maybe that, you know, in a shoe that you go, it could be just too practical or plain. This is where looking for shoes that have some sort of detail or something interesting that makes them feel less like they're just a plain flat shoe. I mean, there are plenty, fortunately, the sneaker trend, there are plenty of really cute little kind of sneakers around. And yes, they are more casual, particularly when you've been wearing heels and you're used to wearing those sorts of shoes. It can feel a little bit like, you know, that it's not as dressy. And I do know that feeling too. And it is something that I know that many of us struggle with. But then we can also got things like, you know, plain, you know, colourful ballet flats, or, you know, even kind of plainer ones. But there are plenty around. This is actually a brand I really like called Baird. It's an Australian brand. And in fact, these ones come from Baird as well. And they actually are made by podiatrists. So they have like orthotic footbeds and you can take them out and put orthotics in if you have them. And they actually have a really good range of really quite stylish shoes. And then I've got these little cute ballet flats. You know, even something like a metallic in your shoe can make it feel dressier than if it's just a plain, you know, kind of simple black or something like that. So it is worthwhile looking around because there are plenty of good flat shoes that can look quite dressy. If you think about things like, you know, metallics or colours, things like that as well. And as you're petite, if you want to look taller, doing things like wearing a column of colour is also a really great way of kind of elongating yourself so that your height appears higher. And of course, even things like just wearing, you know, shorter necklaces and jewelry up high, that draws attention up to your face and distracts us from your feet. But I know it can be really hard. There are so many women who have medical issues that mean, but in some way or other, that there's clothes they used to wear that they can't wear anymore. So it's figuring out what you can wear and how you can adapt your style to suit those different clothes. But honestly, there's plenty of people who don't wear heels and never wear heels. And fortunately, there are more and more kind of flat shoes out on the market that have comfort built in that you can actually choose from. So hopefully it's just a little something to think about for you. Next question today. Oh, I've got two of them here. I've kind of put them together because they're both about weight gain. And I know with COVID, lockdown weight gain, that is pretty, you know, lots of us have had that. I've got that at the moment. And so when you're gaining weight around your minnow, so both Jane and Nancy have said, like, I've had lockdown weight gain. And I'm unsure of what styles to go for because I've got weight on my tummy and I never used to have that. And so the skirts and things, I used to wear A-line things and they're not suiting me so well. So if you have had some weight gain, what I recommend you do If you feel that your body shapes change and the shapes of clothes that used to suit you, what can happen, particularly with weight gain, if we put it on our stomach and we used to have a waist, we might move from, say, an X shape into an H shape or into an O shape, depending on how much weight you have put on. It's the COVID-19 pounds. So it is one of those things to think about. So you could redo my body shape calculator quiz and get your body shape Bible, and that will give you some outfit ideas of how to put clothes together. So within each body shape Bible that you can download from my website, you'll see that I've got an example of an outfit for like a dress, an outfit for skirt and top, and an outfit for jeans and a top sort of thing and a jacket. So it's giving you the shapes and styles and what you should be looking for to put together an outfit for that shape. So I would suggest that potentially the shape you have been dressing all these years is not the shape you are now, and that you need to kind of reassess. And it can take a while mentally. It's a bit like having a radical hair color change or something where you just, it takes a long time. I know it took me about a year from when I went to brunette to blonde, and it'll probably take me another year as I'm going gray to decide, like, you know, like to not be shocked by it every time I look in the mirror. So do think about like reassessing body shape. Of course I do style consultations if you want to get that kind of, like one-on-one assistance. And also in my 7 steps of style, I do the body shape assessments in that as well, if you would like that, but it is something to think about. So I would suggest that possibly that you need to change the shapes and how you put your outfits together because of this new weight. And it's something to think about. And look, and many of us find, even just with menopause, that you put weight on in different ways than you used to put weight on, and so your body shape can morph and change over the years. I know it can be a little bit, it's, you know, it's something to struggle with because we do get dressed, it can become habituated in how we get dressed, and so then when things change it can be a little bit tricky mentally as well, and often feeling not great about having put on those extra kilos, not feeling as stylish because of that extra weight. But I've seen plenty of women look amazing at every weight. So it's just, you know, it's our own self-image, what we expect to see in the mirror versus what we are seeing, and then just feeling a bit lost and often a bit down as well. So I'm not sure if that helps, but hopefully it does. Gina said, give me confidence to wear what I want and how to narrow down my purchases because I love everything, which is great, great that you love everything. So there are some people who are much more, I'd say, kind of more uniform dressers, but you are not one of these people, and please do not try to be one of these people because you would feel really uncomfortable. Instead, you are a chameleon. You like to wear lots and lots of different styles, and there is nothing wrong with this. So how do you narrow down your purchases? Is part of it is understanding what works for you physically. So even though you may love everything, not everything is not going to love you back. And I think what it's great to figure out is which are the clothes that love you back as well as you loving them. So what are the styles that love you back? And this is where understanding your body shape, your body proportions, body variations, and your colouring really come in. Because what they do is they give you a set of guidelines that you can then start to narrow down your choices rather than getting, you know, carried away by, oh, that pretty thing over there and that pretty thing over there. There's plenty of things I look at and I go, oh, that's really pretty, but I know it's not for me. And I know it's not going to make me look as great as I would like to. I mean, one of the joys of my job is I get to shop with other people and I get to put them in the clothes that I can't wear, you know, because they suit them, but they don't suit me. So that's always something I actually really love about shopping with my clients is I get to like play in all that kind of clothes that I go, well, these things are no good for me, but it's great to know that somebody else can look amazing in them and can love them as well. So narrow down, like understand what suits your body, your physicality, understand what suits your colouring. That's really going to start to narrow down. Then also look at, you know, there'll be things that even though you may love everything, there's probably still some things you don't love. And then starting to figure out, like, what are the things you really love versus what are the things you're a little bit more ho-hum at. But I would suggest even just doing the body proportions, body shape and colouring is going to give you a really great set of, like, boundaries so that you are not just buying anything and getting a little bit overwhelmed. And then you'll just have a wardrobe full of stuff that doesn't necessarily work together. So as well. And one of the things too is if you have this kind of more creative or personality that likes to change more, when you've got clothes that are in similar colors and in related colors so that the colors work together really easily, what is so great is you can actually really play in your wardrobe and shop it and create different outfits and layer things and put things together in different ways because you know the colors work together really easily. And that just actually gives you more options. So particularly since you love everything, you can very easily get an overwhelmingly large wardrobe where things don't necessarily all work together. So I would think about, you know, doing these things, just getting these sets of guidelines, and hopefully that'll start to help you narrow down your choices. And really kind of even things like, you know, understanding your value contrast and your color contrast as well as your coloring. These are also going to help you kind of narrow down those choices so that everything you wear loves you back just as you much as you love everything. But there's no reason why you can't have a very varied wardrobe and be dressing in quite different styles of clothes every day. You know, sometimes more casual, sometimes more dressy, sometimes more feminine, sometimes more creative. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Like, variety is the spice of life, as they say. So if you love that variety, no reason not to have it, but just still putting in some guidelines for yourself can help to just make it a little bit more manageable and so you don't get overwhelmed. So thank you for your questions. I hope you have a lovely day and thank you so much for watching. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.